Good morning.
大家早。
And it is a good morning, isn't it?
今天早晨相当好，不是吗？
Whenever we have the opportunity to worship the Lord together like we have this morning,
当我们有机会像今天早上这样子一同来敬拜的时候，
it gives us great joy.
我们有很大的喜乐。
The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of His people.
圣经说上帝居住在他百姓的赞美当中。
So thank you for those of us who led us into worship.
所以谢谢今天的敬拜团队
and literally into the presence of God as we came together
this morning.
And thank you, Annie. I appreciate having such a good translator.
也谢谢裴师母这么好的翻译。
I mean, I don't really know if she's doing well, but it seems to me that she is.
我不晓得她到底好不好，但是看起来好像还不错。
Beverly and I really wanted to take this opportunity this morning to thank you for the privilege.Of allowing us to come and speak to you.
我的太太跟我今天早上要特别谢谢各位给我们机会来到这边跟大家讲道。
We look to it every single time that we come.
每次来的时候，我们都带着很大的期待。
And we want to also wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas.
也希望给大家一个非常快乐的圣诞节。
So I'm not usually with you one time almost right after the other.
我通常不是马上来了以后就立刻来。
So this is a special treat as I come to try to wrap up the book of Ecclesiastes this morning.
所以今天对我来说是特别好，因为我今天要把传道书结束，做一个总结。
Now we've only really studied 5 or 6 chapters.
我们前面已经读到了传道书第五六章。
And we're going to take a giant leap to chapter 12.
我们要做一个很大的跳跃，今天进到最后十二章。
But I think we can do that well this morning.
我想我们可以做得很好。
And just to help orient us a little bit, I just want to remind you of a few things as we start today.
让我们重新回顾一下，我要提醒大家几件事情。
We said last week that God desires of us true worship.
上个礼拜我说上帝盼望我们对他有一个真正的敬拜。
And true worship is...Tied together in the things that we believe about God.
真正的敬拜跟我们对神的信念是什么很有关系。
And the choices that we make in how we live our lives in response to Him.
然后我们怎么做出选择，怎么过我们的人生来回应对他的信念。
That's why we said last week that when Paul says we should yield our lives or present them to God.
这就是为什么上礼拜我提到保罗说我们要将身体献上。
That this in essence is an act of worship.
这样做就是敬拜神。
So it's really important for us to see that although we have this wonderful opportunity to worship God in music today,
所以今天早上虽然我们在音乐当中对神有个很好的敬拜。
Throughout this week, we have been worshiping Him as we have lived in obedience to His Word.
但是在整个礼拜，我们活出一个顺服他的话语的生活是更重要的。
Amen?
对不对？
So we're just continuing our worship today.
所以现在我们要继续我们的敬拜。
And what a wonderful thought that is.
好，那我们要朝这个方向去想。
We have suggested in our study of the book of Ecclesiastes that death...is a lens through which we look backwards at life.
我们从传道书一开始就讲，当我们生活的时候呢，我们要把死亡当作一个怎么生活的一个镜片。
And what we really mean about this, just to remind you one more time,
我想要提醒大家再一次。
That what we think about death, what we believe about what the Bible says about death,
我们对死亡的看法，我们对死亡圣经怎么说的一个认识，
it informs and instructs us in how we live.
它指教我们怎么过我们的人生。
If death is the end of everything, then we might as well do whatever we want.
假如死亡就是人生的终点的话呢，那我们最好今生就自己想怎么活就怎么活。
But if death is the door to eternity,
但假如死亡是进入永恒的一道门，
we walk into it by the grace of God,
我们靠着神的恩典进入这一道门，
with hope, expectation,
带着期待，带着期望，
and what Jackson talked about, we walk into it with great joy today.
我们就会带着极大的喜乐进到那道门去。
Part of the conundrum, do you know that word, conundrum? Part of the riddle of Ecclesiastes.
好，那传道书里面的一个谜语呢，就是
is how can you talk about joy and death and chasing after the wind at the same time?
那我们怎么可能谈到死亡，又谈到喜乐，又谈到去捕风呢？
In English, we would call that an oxymoron.
所以在英文里面呢，我们说这是好像没有办法对彼此互相矛盾的事情。
Death and joy seem incompatible with one another.
因为死亡跟喜乐两个好像不相配。
Someone said this philosophically.
有一个人比较哲学性的说了这句话。
The moment we are born, we begin to die.
我们生的那一时刻，我们就开始死亡。
Now that's a crazy thought, isn't it?
相当的疯狂的想法。
Someone wrote this statement, and I wanted to read it to you this morning because it applies to what the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes says to us today.
那我从一本书里面想跟大家读一段话，它很能表达传道书作者的心意。
So you have to think about this.
好，我们要好好去想。
I'm hoping that this translates well into Mandarin.
希望中文能够翻译得好。
Inside every old person,
在每一个老人的里面
is a young person wondering what happened.
是一个年轻人，他想到底发生了什么事。
So there is a link, isn't there, throughout life between how we look at life and how we live it together.
所以我们怎么看人生，还有我们怎么活呢，之间是有关联的。
That informs how I start every day.
那一个告诉我怎么开始每一天。
I get my coffee.
我早上喝咖啡。
I asked Beverly this morning, do I drink coffee because I like it or just because it's a habit?
我今天早上问我太太说，我喝咖啡到底是我喜欢它呢，还是一个习惯？
How many of you drink coffee because you like it?
有多少人喝咖啡是因为喜欢喝咖啡？
Probably you drink more tea, right, in the morning?
所以有些人比较喜欢喝茶。
I drink it because I like it and because it's probably a bad habit.
我喝是因为我喜欢喝，也可能是一个坏习惯。
But it's how I start every day.
我每天就这么开始。
Bev and I have been married for 21 years, and I can't think of one day that I lived with her that I didn't drink a cup of coffee at the very beginning of the day.
我跟我太太结婚21年了，我还想不到有哪一天是我一天早上不喝咖啡的。
But I can't think of one day either that I didn't start my day by reading the Word of God.
但我没有想到一天是不以神的话来开始的。
And I do that because I love God's Word.
我这么做是因为我喜爱神的话。
Like coffee, every day it doesn't taste the same.
就像咖啡，每天的吃的感、喝的感觉都不一样。
Some days the word of God is sweeter than other days.
有的时候神的话比另外一天更美好。
But God's word awakens me to the challenge of living life to the glory of God every single day.
但是读神的话语，它挑战我每天都要为神的荣耀来活。
So when we think about the book of Ecclesiastes, which is a part of God's word,
那当我们看到传道书，它是神的话语的一部分的时候，
you may have asked, why would he put this book in here? It's so depressing.
你会想说，哎呀，干嘛把这本书放到圣经里面呢？读起来这么令人沮丧。
But I think if you look carefully, there is in this book the path to joy.
但是假如我们仔细的看的话呢，这本书里面确实指出喜乐之路。
The path to a full and meaningful and rich life in Christ.
一个完满、有意义、有丰盛的在基督里的生活。
So let me just talk about the chapters that we're not going to study today.
我稍微回顾一下我们没有办法读的这几章。
So you'll notice, I think it's the next slide. You'll notice that in chapter 6, it really talks specifically about the shortness of life.
传道书第六章讲到人生的短暂。
It's a familiar theme in the book, and we've talked much about it before.
那它的主题在这本书相当的普遍哈，我们以前也曾经提过。
In chapters 7 and 10, the writer talks about the contrast between wisdom and following after the foolishness of the world.
然后第七到第十章呢，他讲到寻求智慧跟追随世上愚昧之间的对比。
The writer of the book of Ecclesiastes uses this word for the foolishness of the world.
传道书的作者用这个词来表示怎么是什么是追逐世上的愚昧。
He calls it folly.
他叫愚昧
So that's not a word we're really familiar with in our culture today.
那在我们今天美国的文化对这个词已经不常用了。
But we are familiar with the foolishness of doing our own thing and disregarding the counsel of God's word.
但是我们也晓得有的时候我们只听自己的话不听神的话这个时候的愚昧。
So these two chapters are contrasting what would it mean if I followed after the wisdom of God?
所以他第七到第十章讲到我们如果追随神的智慧是怎么样的情形。
Or if I follow after the foolishness of the world.
还有我追随世上的愚昧又是怎么样的情形。
In chapter 8, the writer goes on to tell us that there is wisdom in fearing God.
第八章告诉我们敬畏上帝会获得智慧。
Fear is kind of one of those words that is a challenge for us to understand in the scope of Scripture.
那敬畏这个字呢要从圣经整体来看它的含义。
The writer of the book of Proverbs says that fear is the beginning of wisdom.
因为在箴言书他告诉我们敬畏上帝是智慧的开端。
The fear of God.
就是敬畏神。
But the New Testament says that perfect love casts out fear.
但是新约告诉我们完全的爱就把惧怕驱逐出去。
In fact, Paul writes his young friend Timothy and says, God hath not given us the spirit of fear.
事实上保罗写给提摩太说上帝并没有赐给我们一个胆怯的心。
So we have to understand the whole spectrum of what God's word means by fear, don't we?
所以惧怕或是敬畏这个字呢要从神整个的话语来看。
When I was a young teenager, I loved Jack Nicklaus.
当我年轻的时候我很喜欢这个人叫 Jack Nicklaus。
How many know who Jack Nicklaus was?
有的人知道他是谁。
He was, some of you are saying, huh?
很多人不知道。
He was one of the greatest golfers that ever lived.
他是活着的最伟大的高尔夫球手。
And one day I was in an airport waiting to get on the plane and I saw him.
有一次我在机场等飞机之后呢我看见他。
I literally began to shake.
我开始发抖。
And I wanted to go over and get his autograph.
我很想去请他签名。
And I had a friend with me.
好，我身边有个朋友。
I was too fearful to go, and I said to my friend, "Would you please go get this autograph for me?"
我很怕去找他，所以我跟朋友说，哎，你可以去帮他跟我要个签名。
So he walked all the way over to Jack Nicklaus.
所以他就走到这个人面前。
And he pointed back at me and he said,
后面对着我指。
My friend wants your autograph.
他说我的朋友要你的签名。
Now I had just this great respect and sense of awe in his presence.
那在这个高尔夫球手面前，我有很大的敬畏，
It's that picture on a human scale of sometimes the awe and wonderment we have at someone who may be famous by the world standard.
那我们从人世人的观点，觉得一个人很有名或有权的人，我们在他面前会产生一种敬畏之心。
Well, how would you feel if I told you when you went to lunch today, God was going to show up?
假如说你今天去吃午饭，我说上帝会显现在你面前。
And you were going to have a chance to shake his hand.
你可以跟他握手。
Would you be fearful?
你会很害怕吗？
But it's the right kind of fear, isn't it?
但是那是一种正确的害怕。
It's kind of this wonderful awe of standing in the presence of someone who we love and care for.
就是站在一位你所爱、你所尊敬的人面前，一种油然而生的敬畏之心。
Throughout the book of Ecclesiastes, the writer is saying that we need to understand what it is to fear God.
所以传道书它的贯穿的一个信息就是我们必须明白什么是敬畏神。
And when we do, it will help us to live our lives in accordance with God's will in a way that's pleasing to Him.
当我们有这个敬畏之心的时候，我们就会按照他的旨意来过我们世上的生活。
So chapter 11 is going to get us ready for the final amen and close of this book.
那第十和十一章就带我们到最后它的结论。
And it's going to tell us about how do we live our lives wisely.
它告诉我们要怎么智慧地活我们的生活。
So that's my introduction.
这就是我的引言。
So I want to give that to you because I'm not going to be able to come back and go through all those chapters again.
我想把这几章很快的走过，因为我没有办法给你们详细的研读这几章。
But now we come to chapter 12.
好，那现在我们来到第十二章。
And I'm going to ask Annie if she will read that for us because it will be the critical piece of what we have to share together today.
我会先为大家读中文的传道书十二章。Go ahead.
Yes.
Sure. Okay. 好，传道书十二章，你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾临近之先，当纪念造你的主，不要等到日头光明，月亮星宿变为黑暗，雨后云彩返回，看守房屋的发颤，有力的屈伸，推磨的稀少就窒息，从窗户往外看的都昏暗，街门关闭，推磨的响声微小，雀鸟一叫人就起来，唱歌的女子也都衰败，人怕高处，路上有惊慌，杏树开花，蚱蜢成为重担，人所愿的也都废掉，因为人归他永远的家，吊丧的在街上往来，银链折断，金冠破裂，瓶子在泉旁损坏，水轮在井口破烂，尘土人归于地，灵人归于赐灵的神。传道者说，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。 Verse 9， 再者传道者应有智慧，人将知识教训众人，又默想又考察，又曾说许多真言，传道者心专心寻求可喜悦的言语，是凭正直写的诚实话。智慧人的言语好像刺棍，会中之师的言语又像钉稳的钉子，都是一个牧者所赐的。我儿，还有一层你当受劝诫，著书多没有穷尽，读书多身体疲倦，这些事都已听见了，总意就是敬畏神，遵守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
It kind of ends on a happy note, doesn't it?
他最后是不是一个比较快乐的
That's good, isn't it?
快乐的一个结束。
So in this chapter, we're going to look at the decisions that we make.
在这章中我们要看第一，我们所做的决定。
The death that awaits us.
What wakes us?
The death that awaits us.
等待我们的死亡。
The delight of wisdom.
智慧的喜悦。
And the duty of men.
还有人的本分。
All four of these things are sort of a wrap-up or a summation of what the writer of this book wants to have us remember today.
那这四件事是作者在总结的时候希望我们都能够记住的事情。
So he wants really for us to think about the decisions that we make in life.
他很希望我们真的好好的想我们在人生所做的决定。
And the, sort of the underlying theme of that lies in the fact of the certainty of death.
那他这么讲的呢，就是说死亡是绝对会发生的事情。
Even before we get to chapter 12,
在我们在进到十二章之前，
he talks about what it means to be wise even as a young person.
他讲到即使是年轻的时候，一个人怎么可以做一个智慧的人。
In verse 9, in chapter 11, he says, Rejoice, O young man, in your youth.
在11章第9节他说，少年人哪，你在幼年时当快乐。
And let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth.
在幼年的日子使你的心欢畅。
Walk in the ways of your heart.
行你心所愿行的。
Now when he's talking about let your heart cheer you.
他就说让你的心使你欢喜。
And walk in the ways of your heart.
要按照你心所愿的去行。
He's reminding us of the context of what our heart serves as in guiding the choices that we make.
所以他这边特别提到我们的心怎么想就会怎么样引导我们做的选择。
We talked about this sort of important command in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 27, guard your heart.
那也是我们想到在前面第四章二十三讲节讲的，你要保守你的心。
And if you remember what we said that meant was let what you know,
然后他说让你所知道的
instruct how you feel,
指教你的感觉
so that you'll make the right decision,
好让你做出正确的决定。
So in this passage, he said, let your heart cheer you. Let what you know guide you.
所以他这边说让你的心使你欢喜，让你的心所知道的来指教你。
As a godly young man, walk in the ways of your heart.
所以在一个敬畏神的年轻人心里呢，你要从按照你的心所想的去行。
Don't disregard the word of God.
不要忽视上帝的话语。
But walk in His ways.
而要行在他的道路中。
Why would it be important to remember God in our youth?
为什么在年轻的时候要记得神是重要的呢？
Well, for parents, let's think about it this way.
作为父母的亲的人，让我们这么想。
The writer of the book of Proverbs says, train up a child in the way that he should go.
箴言告诉我们，小孩子小的时候呢，就要指教他当行的路。
And when he is old, he will not forget it.
到老的时候，他不会偏离。
He will not depart from it.
他不会离开他。
It will forever be in his mind.
会永远记在他的脑海里。
So from a parental standpoint, the Bible is saying when your children are young, begin investing in them.
所以圣经说做父母亲的当你孩子还小的时候就要投资在他们身上。
The words of truth so that they can be a guide for their life as they grow up and mature.
要把真理的话语投注在他们的身上使他们长大的时候这个话语会引导他们。
I think a second thing that's important is this.
我想第二件重要的事情是
How many of us look back on our lives and we regret many, many things that we did when we were younger?
我们有多少人回顾自己过去的年日的时候呢？会后悔说：“哎，我年轻的时候希望是不一样的。”
Many, many things I wish I could do over.
很多时候我们会想说：“哎，我希望这个可以重来一次。”
I didn't serve God.
我以前没有服侍神。
I didn't follow God.
我没有跟随神。
And there is much pain.And scar tissue in my life that I carry even to this day.
甚至到今天，我的内心都承载着许多痛苦，还有伤痕。
So remembering God when we are young helps us to minimize all of that self-imposed pain that comes from disobedience.
所以从小的时候就认识神，可以避免许多自己找来的痛苦。
It helps us not to carry around the scar tissue of the consequences of our sin.
也可以避免带着罪的伤痕在我们的心里面。
And that's why God says, before the end of your life draws near.
所以上帝说，在你的末后的日子还没有到之前
，be thinking about God.
要想着神
，remember Him.
要记得他。
So you who are college students, you are still, I'm going to still call you young because you're so much younger than me.
好像我们的在座的大学生，你们还非常年轻，好，比我年轻很多。
This anchoring yourself in the Word of God now,
把自己扎根在神的话语，现在就这么做。
Is a way to avoid the horrors of life that come when we walk in disobedience to him.
是能够避免自己不顺服神而带来的一些不好的后果。
And we who are older need to remind them of that, don't we?
我们老年人要提醒年轻人这么做。
We get to model that before them.
在他面前要做好的示范。
The decisions we make, the younger we begin making good decisions with God's strength.
所以我们要做的决定，希望在年轻的时候就知道怎么样靠神的力量来做出正确的决定。
The less the history of regret and wasted opportunities.
免得到后来后悔，然后觉得自己浪费了时间。
Amen?
对不对？
Okay. So we can't go back and change it.
但是我们没有办法回去把它改变。
But we can tell you what we've learned, right?
但是现在我们可以，老的可以告诉年轻人，好，你该怎么做。
And encourage you to make good decisions even now.
鼓励你们现在就做正确的决定。
He segues right away to the second thing that sort of has been hanging like a cloud over all of the things that he has written in this book.
那第二件事情呢，他要解开好像到目前为止像一片乌云笼罩在你的头上的事情。
Death is coming.
他这个就要讲来这件事情。
Now, I'm getting older.
我越来越老。
And it's interesting how many of the things that are metaphors for aging appear in this passage of Scripture.
那他这边有很多隐喻来描写一个老年人的感觉，他的感受。
He says things like, when the keepers of the house tremble.
好像看守家的人发抖。
In the Hebrew language, that was a recognition of the strength of your hands that guard you.
在希伯来文原来的意思就是说你的手啊已经没有力气了。
I used to lift weights and think I was a strong, muscular man.
我以前可以举重，觉得自己是一个肌肉男。
But I'm not that way anymore.
但我现在不再是了。
I used to be the one who could carry the most wherever I went.
以前不管我到哪里去，我是可以承担起最多东西的人。
Now I have to let somebody else do the carrying.
那现在我必须要别人来抬东西。
It's a reminder that we're getting older, isn't it?
啊，他提醒我们已经老了。
Here's another one.
另外一个是。
And those who look through the windows are dimmed.
那些从窗户往外看的人呢，他的眼睛啊，是看起来是灰灰暗暗的。
That's a reference to your eyes.
这就说你的视力不好了。
I need these to see how beautiful you truly are.
我需要戴眼镜才可以看到人。
This helps me to see you.
好，我的眼镜可以帮我看你们。
I can read my scripture with these.
然后我又戴眼镜看圣经。
But I used to have 20/10 eye vision, excellent eye vision.
我以前的视力是20/10，非常好。
But I'm getting older.
但是我现在年纪大了。
The other thing he talks about, he says, and the doors on the street are shut.
另外他提到在街上的门呢都关了。
And the metaphor for this is a picture of we can't hear everything that we used to hear.
他的意思就是说我们不再能够听到我们以前可以听到的东西。
Bev will say something to me.
假如我太太跟我说一件事。
And I'll say, huh?
我说你说什么?
What did you say?
你说什么?
And she says, I think you need some hearing aid.
我说你要带助听器了。
I don't think I do.
当然我不以为。
I have what's called selective hearing.
我有所谓的选择性的聆听。
So something she says I don't want to hear.
有的时候她说的事情我不想听。
Not really, I'm just kidding.
我只是开个玩笑。
But one of the things that happens is our hearing begins to deteriorate.
那年纪大的时候呢，听力也减退。
Then it says when the sound of the grinding or the grinders is low.
还说她说磨磨的人呢，他的声音也变小了。
That's your teeth.
就是你的那个你的牙齿。
I'm getting waiting and I dread it. I'm waiting to have a tooth pulled.
好，我现在有一个牙齿要被拔掉。
My dentist says if you don't take care of it, it could create all kinds of problems.
我的牙医说，如果你不解决这个问题的话呢，会有更多的问题。
But that happens with our teeth as we get older, doesn't it?
那年纪大，牙齿也有问题。
Let me just tell you another one. He says, the sound of the grinding is low, and one rises up at the sound of a bird.
另外一个说好，鸟一叫，人就醒来了。
He says they're easily awakened in their sleep.
他们很容易被惊醒。
I say sometimes about my wife, she can hear a leaf when it falls on the roof.
我说我的太太，假如说一个叶子掉在屋顶上，她都听得到。
But there is, I realize that sometimes I need help so I can sleep at night.
好，有的时候我很需要一些帮助才能够入眠。
My wife says, quit drinking so much coffee.
我太太说你少喝咖啡吧。
All of these and more, the silver cord is snapped.
好，很多这些事好像银链折断
了。The wheel that turns the cistern breaks.
还有这是水轮在井口破烂。
These are all metaphors for the aging process of life, and we are getting older.
这些都是一些老化过程的一些比喻，那我们都在变老。
The Bible says that that is vanity. It makes all of life useless.
圣经说这就是虚空，这是我们的人生看来毫无用处。
If we don't have a long-term vision of what God has in mind for us.
假如我们没有上帝心意中的一个长远的意向。
Vanity of vanities, says the preacher.
传道者说虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
So for me, I live...with eternity in mind.
那对我来说呢，我的生活是以永恒为标杆。
I live because I know this is not my final home.
我活着是因为我知道地球不是我最终的家乡。
Bev and I recently moved into a small house on our son's property.
我的太太跟我最近搬到我们儿子后面一个很小的房子。
And I've told people this is my last home until I move north.
我说这是我最后的居住，直到我到天上去。
Unless God has some other plans for me, this is where I'm going to live until God calls me home.
除非上帝对我有其他的计划，这就是我最后居住的一个房子。
So death awaits us.
所以死亡等待着我们。
And it can make us fearful.
它可以使我们害怕。
Or it can make us hopeful.
或使我们有盼望。
And that would be directly proportionate to whether or not we have lived our lives futilely.
那直接跟我们生活是徒劳无功呢
？Chasing after the wind，
去捕风呢
？Or fully，
还是丰富的生活
？Pursuing the will of God for our lives，
追求上帝为我们人生所定的旨意。
So when we come to the end of this chapter, we come to the verses 9 through 12.
所以在这一章的后面呢，我们看到第九到第十二节。
Where the writer talks about the delight of wisdom.
作者提到智慧的喜悦。
I want to read a couple of these statements that he makes.
我要读一些他这边所做的陈述。
The preacher in verse 10 sought to find words of delight.
第十节，传道者专心寻求可喜悦的言语。
And he wrote them as words of truth.
是凭正直或是凭真理写的陈述话。
God's intent for us in this world is to experience delight and joy.
上帝为我们今生的用意是希望我们能够经验喜悦。
John Piper is a contemporary Christian writer.
John Piper 是现代一个基督徒的作家，也是一位牧师。
And he writes about a concept that he calls spiritual hedonism.
他讲到一个观念，就是属灵的享乐主义。
And he says that it's God's intent for us to live with joy in our lives each and every day.
他说上帝的用意呢，上帝的用心是希望我们每天都活得快快乐乐。
I won't have you turn to it, but in the book of Deuteronomy,
但是在生命记里面有一个地方这么写。
These words are shared with the children of Israel because of their disobedience.
这些话语是因为以色列人不顺服呢，而跟他们分享的。
Because you did not serve the Lord your God,
因为你们没有服侍你们的神
with joyfulness and gladness of heart,
没有欢欢喜喜的从心里面来服侍你们的神
with the abundance of all things,
他给你们所有的一切
therefore you will serve your enemies who God has sent against you.
那么你们就要服侍上帝所差遣你们当中来统治你们的敌人。
He's really saying that we will fall into the hands and the trap of the enemy who comes against us.
他说假如我们不顺服神的话呢，我们就会落入敌人的手中。
If we ignore God's plan and provision for joy and delight in our relationship with Him.
假如我们忽视跟神之间那个喜乐跟喜悦的关系，那么我们就会经验到被敌人掳获去的那种痛苦。
The reason I open this with such anticipation every morning is that it gives me joy.
那么我每天都很期待来读神的话，是因为他给我很大的喜乐。
This is God's message to me.
这是上帝写给我的信息。
When I open the Word of God, I am His audience.
当我把神的话打开的时候，我就是他的听众。
And He reveals Himself. He wants me to know even more what He looks like.
他启示他自己，他希望我更多知道他是什么样的一位上帝。
Someone said, carrying God's Word around is like carrying a snapshot of Him around in your pocket.
有人说，把神的话语带在身边，就好像对神每天照一个快照。
Because the word tells us what he is like.
因为神的话语告诉我们上帝的模样是什么。
And how he acts in agreement with his word.
而且我们的行为怎么样配合他的话语而生活。
So the delight of wisdom includes these words that bring us joy.
所以智慧的喜悦就包括要读这些带给我们喜乐的神的话。
But he says they not only give us pleasure, but they can give us pain.
他不但把喜悦带给我们，但是他也会把痛苦带给我们。
You see that? The words of the wise are like goads.
这边讲到哈，十一节，智慧的言语好像刺棍。
They prod us.
他们会刺激我们。
The writer of the book of Hebrews says it this way.
希伯来作者这么说。
The word of God is dynamic and alive.
神的话语是活泼的，是有功效的。
Sharper than any two-edged sword.
比任何一刀两刃的剑更厉害。
It exposes the innermost parts of us.
它可以揭发我们里面内心最深处的想法。
And sometimes, I would add, when we see ourselves in the light of God's word.
有的时候我们在神的话语当中看到自己的时候。
When we compare how we live to what God's word says.
当我们拿自己的生活跟神的话语来对照的时候。
Sometimes it's very painful for us, isn't it?
有的时候是蛮痛苦的。
The Bible says that who God loves, He disciplines.
圣经说，神所爱的儿女，他必定管教。
And through his word, sometimes it's very painful.
有的时候是借着他的话语来管教，带给我们痛苦。
These are goads that prod us.
所以这些好像是刺棍哈，在鞭打着我们。
So the word of God gives us pleasure and joy.
所以神的话语带给我们喜乐跟喜悦。
It gives us pain because it exposes our ever-present need of a savior.
也带给我们痛苦，因为有的时候我们常常会被提醒，我们一定一直是需要神的。
But it also gives us perspective.
但是也给我们好的一个观点。
Because it says in chapter 12, verse 13, "Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole purpose for man's existence."
因为在十三节他说哈，敬畏神，遵守他的诫命，因为这是人所当尽的本分。
This is why we were made.
这就是神造我们的目的。
This is what God intended for us when He knit us together in our mother's womb.
当神在我们的母腹当中造作我们的时候呢，他就已经把这个用心放在我们的人生里面了。
So if that's my perspective,
所以这就是我的观点。
That even in my mother's womb, God was rearranging all the parts of who I was.
即使我在母腹当中，神已经把我的各个部分都在里面造作出来。
And He had a picture in His mind of what He wanted me to look like.
我有一个图画，我需要知道上帝要我的生活到底是一个什么样子。
What could be more ennobling or enriching than to think that God is that invested in me?
有什么比知道神投注如此多在我的人生当中，使我更快乐，更使我有能力呢？
And what could be more rewarding than to align myself with that perspective in understanding God's purpose for my life?
而我明白神对我人生的目的，还有这个将来要的奖赏的时候，那是多么的值得的一件事情。
So the Word of God brings us pleasure and joy.
所以神的话语带给我们喜悦。
It stimulates pain when we have done the things that we are not in agreement with God's purpose.
还有当我们没有按照神的旨意来生活的时候呢，它带给我们痛苦。
It gives us perspective because it identifies our purpose and our duty.
它给我们一个正确的一个观点，因为它是我的人生有目的有意义。
And the chapter ends by telling us how we prepare ourselves.
那这一章就把我们该怎么预备自己。
For God will bring every deed into judgment.
因为神人所做的一切事情，神都要审问。
These are very strong words, aren't they?
这些非常强硬的话语。
I just want to take a moment and ask the question: How can we find delight in God's word?
我现在跟大家谈谈，我们怎么在神的话语当中得到喜悦呢？
John writes about this.
约翰有这么写。
He says to his disciples, Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will want to keep my commandment."
约翰写到说，耶稣跟他的门徒说，如果你们爱我，你们就会遵行我的命令。
In one of his epistles, he writes these words.
在他一个约翰一书里面这么写。
For this is the love of God.
他说这就是神的爱。
That we keep his commandments.
就是我们遵守他的诫命。
And his commandments are not burdensome.
而他的诫命不是难守的。
They should not be difficult or onerous for us as we follow him.
当我们跟随神的时候呢，他的诫命应该不是难的。
But it's a delight because we love him and we long to please him.
因为我们喜悦他，我们愿意讨好他。
It is the duty of man finally to fear God and to keep his commandments.
那最后人的本分就是敬畏神，遵守他的诫命。
And to live our lives knowing that God is watching.
而我们的生活要知道神一直在看顾着我们。
That God is waiting.
上帝在等候我们。
That God is willing.
而神也愿意。
To do for us what we need to do in order to experience the joy and delight that He intends for us.
神也愿意帮助我们能够活出他所用意的这个喜乐的生活。
The difficult thing for us today is to think about the inevitability of death.
今天我们所面临的难处就是我们没有办法避免死亡。
The Bible writes in the book of Hebrews something interesting about death and why sometimes it seems so frightening to us.
那希伯来书写到死亡，以及为什么有的时候死亡对我们来说是那么的可怕。
It talks about the work of Jesus, whose birth and coming to earth we celebrate this season of the year.
希伯来书讲到耶稣的出生，他怎么好像在圣诞节来到世界上。
It says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14,
在希伯来书第二章十四节怎么说？
That Jesus came and died.
说耶稣来到我们当中死了。
That through death,
那借着他的死,
he might destroy the one who has the power of death.
他可以击, 击退那个掌握死权的人,
the devil himself,
就是魔鬼自己,
and deliver all those,
解救那些,
who through the fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery.
一生因怕死而成为奴仆的人。
Here's what he's saying. If you do not have a divine, eternal perspective,
所以他说，假如你没有一个从神来的永恒的人生观的话，
you are destined to live all of your life in the fear of death.
你一生活着就会怕死。
In fact, the picture here where it talks about the hold of death is this.
事实上，这圣经告诉我们，哈，死亡怎么抓住我们呢？
It's like a wrestling hold.
好像一个在一个摔跤。
Where someone comes behind someone and brings their arms up under their necks and holds them in a chokehold that they can't escape from.
好像在摔跤的时候呢，一个摔跤人在你后面给你抱住，从你的脖子给你抱住，把你紧紧的卡住。
And the Bible says we cannot break that hold on our own.
上帝说，圣经说，我们没有办法自己脱离这样的一个缠捆。
And that's why Jesus came.
这就是为什么耶稣来到世上。
While we're yet sinners.Christ died for us.
当我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣基督就为我们死了。
He lavished his love on us.
他把他的爱浇灌在我们身上。
He did for us what we cannot do for ourselves.
他为我们做了我们自己没有办法做成的事。
He paid the price for our sins that we cannot pay on our own.
他为我们付上了一个罪的代价，是我们自己没有办法付出的。
And that's why death for us as believers is a whole different thing to contemplate.
所以死亡对那些信徒来说是完全不同的一回事。
Living our lives while thinking about death,
当我们活着却要想着死亡。
Is a part of the way that we live responsibly and to the glory of God.
是我们有智慧的、有责任的，为上帝的荣耀而活的一个方式。
We live our lives desiring to please Him.
我们一生活着，要想着怎么样讨神的喜悦。
Here's the best words we'll ever hear.
我们所能够听到最好的一句话是
：Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
你是忠心又良善的仆人，你做得好。
May God bless you during this Christmas season.
好，愿上帝在这个圣诞季节祝福我们每一位。
Can I say a word of prayer for you today?
好，今天要为大家做一个特别的祷告。
God, we thank you for the delight of your word.
天父，我们因为你话语带来的喜悦献上感谢。
We acknowledge that death awaits every one of us.
我们承认死亡等候着每一个人。
The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment.
圣经说按着定命人人都有一死死后且有审判。
We recognize the duty and purpose of our existence to follow after you.
我们也明白我们人生的本分就是要跟随你。
Help us today, whether young or old,
帮助我们今天不管是年轻的或是年长的
to make decisions
能够做决定
that take eternity into mind.
以永恒为主导
that we will live for your glory we pray
让我们为你的荣耀而活
and for our peace and joy
我们祷告求神赐给我们平安跟喜乐
in Jesus' name we pray
奉耶稣的名
Amen
Amen